Hi guys, my name is Renee, your host, and welcome back to another podcast of Epic Heroes. Today we have two special guest stars. We have Beowulf and Wakelab.
Hi guys.
Good morning, how's it going?
So, Beowulf, you went into battle with Grendel, his mom, and you fought five giants. When you fought Grendel, what was going through your head?
Well, it was just the thought of succeeding. I wanted this fame. I needed the fame. And there was so much adrenaline going through my body at the moment, because, you know, I was ready to smack down. I was going to take this dude out. He's been terrorizing the Danes, and I just had to do something about it. I was tired of it. They needed to help out the king as well, Hrothgar, because, you know, he helped out my old man, and I just needed to repay it.
You went into this battle without a shield or a sword. Like, how did you, like, why would you do that?
Because I'm just that good, man. I don't need a sword or a shield. I fought this man barehanded, and I ripped off his arm with the shoulder. What does that tell you about me? What does that tell you about me?
That you can fight anyone, apparently, like, don't mind getting hurt. So, Wiglaf, how did you feel about him going to the battle by himself without his soldiers?
I mean, he seemed pretty confident, and, you know, I had his back, and I was there, even though nobody else did. And I'm like, yeah, he got this.
After all that, I heard that Grendel's mom came back for revenge.
Yeah, she was kind of upset. I don't know what it was about. I don't know why. I just kind of took her son's shoulder and arm, but
yeah,
I don't
you left him for that, basically.
Yeah, but she needs to understand that he was hurting our people. This is what he expected as a descendant of Cain's bloodline. He was gonna catch these hands.
Catch your hands, okay.
He did catch these hands.
How did you feel about him going and diving 20 minutes into a lake just to kill Grendel's mom? Or at first, was I thinking just to get revenge, or? I'm talking to Wiglaf. How did you feel about him doing that?
I mean, it didn't seem like revenge, because actually they were paying back and he was just looking out for other people, which made him a bigger person.
But Grendel's mom went to get revenge because her son was killed and left without an arm.
He was still alive, I'm saying.
I mean, he went back down to, like, die eventually.
Yeah, but no, I went back down there and, you know, I had to finish the job. But he was still alive when they took him back, though. So, like, it's all good.
It's all good, but they're both gone now.
Yes, I defeated her with a holt. It was more a sword that the giants made, but it broke. It was old, so the holt. That's all I had left.
And besides, Grendel was more of a threat, so he was just attacking people. So I basically resolved everything.
You solved everything by killing this man.
Yes, I brought peace to the land. What's the problem? I killed both of them.
Do you not fear that one day someone will come and get revenge for you killing both of them, or?
No, because I killed, you see. I got the son and the mom. Like, who's left? The dad? I don't know where that dude is. Is he? He's even in the story that he did. No, daddy problems. Maybe that's what Grendel had. He had daddy problems.
Okay. Well, is there any, like, do you expect to fight any more battles anytime?
I fought a couple of giants this one time, but you know, I drove them off. Just something light. But no more battles left, I guess. Not for now. Maybe when I get older, it's gonna be one battle.
And you, Wiglaf, do you expect going into battle one day with or without Beowulf?
Yeah, I plan on doing that. And, you know, if it means saving my people and doing what Beowulf would do, then so be it.
Okay, well, thank you guys for coming onto my show. Make sure you follow all our